Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, happy Friday. I know a lot of us that have social media, sometimes we tend to get really invested into the lives of our friends that aren't truly our friends, but they're friends on social.
Yeah, we feel like they're our friends.
We feel like that.
We're like, yeah, we're besties. And like, you follow people from high school that you haven't talked to in a minute, and it's fun to catch up and, you know, check in every now and again and be like, what are they up to? Where are they at right now in this stage of life? Where did they land?
This is the reason we never had a 10-year reunion, because of Facebook. We never had a 20-year. Yeah, nobody bothered to set anything up.
Right.
But then I ask myself, would I have gone? Probably not. maybe I would have. It depends on the refreshments that were there.
Right. So, with that being said, I just feel like I don't know what it is, but ever so recently, I've been paying a little bit more attention on social media. Most of the time, I'm just doom scrolling, mindless, here we go type of thing. But I have two people that I follow, both from high school. One I graduated with. We were pretty good friends, him and I, but he moved away and, you know, obviously haven't kept in touch. And then another girl who was a couple years older than me, but it's just one of those things. You first get an Instagram account, you follow everyone in school, and then as time goes on, you kind of just forget and it's like kind of too late to unfollow, or you really do want to know what's going on in their life. So ever so recently, about a month ago, it's been about a month because I was looking at it last night, my friend has been posting aggressively.
Oh, yeah, I love this.
That he has lost his dog.
Oh, no. I thought this was going to be a relationship fight.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
No.
I didn't mean to jump the gun.
He's like, I love it. He's like, I love it.
I'm sorry.
Aggressively posting, reposting.
What is aggressively posting about his dog passing away as opposed to what?
No, he didn't pass away. It's lost.
Oh, his dog is lost.
He physically lost his dog.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So
stay with us. You're like, the dog's dead. I'm like, nope. He ran away. He's gone. You're like, RIP Dusty. I'm like, what? He's missing.
All right, let me focus
Amber
here.
Alerts.
Continue.
So he's posting a lot of like wanted posters and missing signs and all of this stuff. And he's writing out blurbs every single day on his Instagram story. People are reposting and sharing. And I texted my best friend and I said, what are we going to do about Liam's dog? She goes, well, Breeze, he lives in Colorado, so there's really not much we can do. I'm like, no, I'm devastated. You don't understand. I'm devastated. I'm torn up about this. She goes, there is a $10,000 reward on the line.
Yeah.
We could fly to Colorado and try and find the dog. The problem right now is that he thinks somebody has the dog and is raising the dog as their own.
But there's also the potential the dog is no longer with us.
There is that dark fact that could be happening. But I'm just saying, I was crying. I was literally in tears. And I know everyone's like, you're so drama. I know this. But I was physically getting emotional over the fact that my friend lost their dog. Like, there's paragraphs being written. Happy fourth birthday to my best friend, goodest boy, and my son. Oh, I'm sorry God. We aren't together right now, but I won't give up searching for you. I pray our reunion is very soon. So many people are looking for you, and I know you're looking for us. We will find you, buddy. Hang in there. I can't wait for the next time we see each other. I'm hoping for some birthday luck, but thank you to everyone who's been continuing to aid and share these posts and call animal shelters and vets and spread the word. Aspen is somewhere out there. Let's give him the best birthday yet and bring him home. I was literally sobbing.
Dude, get an electric fence. It's not that hard.
I don't know how a dog gets so lost.
I don't think you're going to read the whole thing.
$10,000 reward, no questions asked. Not me getting on the next plane to Colorado.
That's why you're going. There's a $10,000 reward. You're so full of crap.
No, I genuinely am so...
I wish you would have led with that.
I genuinely am so, like, upset about it. And then, right. So there's this lost dog, Aspen, beautiful husky. I want to find him for not only, you know, the financial gain, but also just the heartfelt reunion.
Right. Did it ever occur to you that maybe this dog decided to just go find a new owner or family? You know,
There's no way. So then there's another woman that I follow, and she's a mom. And she kind of does, like, mom content and vlogs and tips and all of this stuff. And she posted the other day. She's like, come switch hotels. She's living in a hotel with her three kids and her husband. Come switch hotels with me. So I've been rattling my brain. Why is she in a hotel? Is she on the run?
Right.
What's going on here?
I know. You're invested.
So I commented. I was like, I've been following you for a while now. I love the content. I'm genuinely just really curious. Why are you living in a hotel?
Right. Did she reply?
She did. She said, inflation and lack of housing right now in Tennessee is a huge issue that nobody's talking about. And I'm sure it's everywhere because I see people posting about it in New York and PA as well. Big corporations are buying up land and building 1-2 bedroom apartments.
Oh, my God. Crazy.
And not enough 3 or 4 bedroom apartments. Sadly, right now, we are living in a hotel, but big things are coming in the future.
Right. Sure, of course.
Yeah, between the hotel bouncing and the lost dog, my heart is being ripped out of my chest.
Listen, I see where you're coming from, but the only time I ever do this is when I see couples. I love to follow their journey.
Yeah, because you love like trash reality TV, and you're kind of configuring it all in your own head and your own screen. Online.
Well, when people are constantly posting mm-hmm. how happy they are and how great everything is, I'm truly invested. And then when it abruptly ends, I need answers. Where are the photos? What happened? You guys just split up. You were posting about your journey in love life every other day. And now nothing? We need answers.
But
you got to tell us what happened.
It's funny because for you, all of these people go balls to the wall within the first month or two. And then by month three, it's ghost. There's tumbleweeds flying through the air.
Yeah, right.
There's nothing.
Yeah, that's the problem with these people.
You could hear a pin drop.
Right. What's that got to do with me?
No, I'm just saying, like, I feel like those are the type of couples that are on your page. Because you get invested because they're bombarding you for 1 or 2 months. And then all of a sudden, month 3 or 4, poof, gone. Nothing, no trace.
I know, this is why.
And you're shaking your fist at the sky and you're like... What happened to Jessica and Jeremy? And it's like, we don't know. We'll never know. Because they went a little hot, and then they just kind of fizzled out. Right.
The train came fully off the track. So if you're one of those couples listening, continue with the content. We do love to see it.
I just really hope they find that dog. 98PXY.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.